I want to introduce everybody to another star in the making. There must be something in the water in Drums now that has created an above average number of born entertainers. I am joined by 9-year-old Leo Early from just down the road, and Leo is the winner of the Fesh Ceoil All Ireland Storytelling Competition. Hello, Leo. Good morning.
Hello.
That's some hat, Leo. Where'd you get that?
It's from my Uncle Noel.
And is that your storytelling hat?
Yeah.
The hat has to go on.
It has to be there.
It has to be there. Why? Are you any good without it on?
Oh, no.
How did you get into the storytelling?
Well, I actually don't know. I was at school and I went home and I was looking for the competitions, and then I tried storytelling. And then I tried that. I got on pretty well the first time. And then I just wanted to do it again.
Okay, and from there it all took off.
Yeah. From there it all took off, really.
And when they judge you in a Fesh Ceoil, what are they judging you on? Is it just remembering the story?
No, it's a lot of things. It's expression in the words, expression in the face, clear words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wait till you hear this, folks. You're going to do a story for us now, aren't you?
Yeah. Mary Ann McGee. The local Coalfest committee, they needed one to dance in a set. They found that in the parish, even one was hard to get. If it wasn't corns, it was ulcers, rheumatics one or two. The situation got so desperate, they thought a one-legged one would do. So they got into a huddle and did finally agree. There was no one else they could enlist, only Mary Ann McGee. Now Mary Ann had lost her man in a traffic accident. And from the hell that he'd been through, it was straight up above he went. Mary Ann collected the insurance and got on with her life, determined that before too long that she'd be someone else's wife. Rehearsals in the village hall were held 5 nights a week. As Mary Ann kicked timber, the sweat flowed from her brow and cheek. She tried remembering all the moves, her brow in consternation knit. You know, she might have been enthusiastic, but she wasn't very fit. Competition night arrived. Mary Ann stood in the wing, her body stiff with tension and her nerves as tight as fiddle strings. She could see into the audience and her heart did skip a beat when she spotted an old boyfriend down in the front row seat. But one crucial thing she didn't know, but was to learn later, was the man she knew long years ago was now the adjudicator. The musicians started playing and she braced herself to go and hoped that in the judge's eyes unnoticed she'd not go. But disaster clouds were lurking near and her partner swung her round. He swung her just a wee bit hard and her 2 feet left the ground. Her size 6 shoe slipped from her foot and sailed into the air. At speed it headed towards the judge and seated in the chair. A gasp of astonishment from the audience arose as the speeding, spinning missile smacked him on the nose. Well, the blood was pumping down his face. Mary Ann was mortified as she came down to claim her shoes. Oh, her face she tried to hide. With that, she climbed back on stage. You know her mind was in a flap. But then didn't things go from bad to worse when she felt the elastic snap? Oh, the cruel hand of fate had struck like some terrible disease. When what should have been around her waist was down around her knees. She rushed out to the car park, the tears coursing down her cheek. She fumbled with the car lock, feeling tired, old and weak. So she started up her motor and she set off like a rocket, with immigration on her mind and her drawers in her pocket.
Isn't that brilliant? Leo Early, and if you could have seen the facial expressions, it's no wonder he was the Fesh Ceoil winner.